It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
Welcome in to our first episode of 2025, the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And brand new year coming to you. We're going to be doing a lot of different things coming this 2025 that I'm very excited about. Details to come, but we're very excited about what is going to happen with the Jason Bishop Show, and touching base with a lot of different listeners and a lot of different places. Currently, I don't know for all of those folks that listen, right? So this show streams on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. You know, you can get it on iTunes and Spotify. Also, the show airs in Camden and in Brunswick, over in Jessup, Richmond Hill, Statesboro, right? I believe those are all the areas. If I'm missing one, I apologize. So, you know, we're going to be expanding upon that, which is pretty exciting in 2025. So, you know, the listener just keeps making this thing grow and grow. And so, you know, I appreciate it. All of our folks at the Jason Bishop Show certainly appreciate it as well. So, you know, thank you for listening. And, you know, thank you for the fandom that you give us. All right. So what I want to get into is I want to get into college football playoff. So for all of us that live in the state of Georgia, which is everywhere that this show airs, the Georgia Bulldogs are gone. And so they did not look good against Notre Dame. They pretty well, for all of those folks, and we're going to have a conversation about this a little bit later in the show, but for all of those folks that were just all over Carson Beck, and I'm not taking anything away from Gunnar Stockton, but what I am going to tell you is that there is a difference between a quarterback that you look at and you say, that guy can play in the NFL, versus a quarterback that's like, okay, he's a good college quarterback. And I think that in the Notre Dame game, the Georgia fan base really got a good look at what the difference between those two guys are. The quarterback that's, okay, he's pretty good, versus he's got a chance to be an elite quarterback in the NFL. I feel like that Carson did a lot of things throughout the year that covered up a lot of shortcomings on the Georgia offense as far as play calling, offensive line protection, a lack of explosive receivers. Carson Beck made all of that work, and all he did the entire year was get criticized. Criticism, 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 criticism. And, you know, then he gets hurt. In steps Gunnar Stockton. And all of those things that Carson Beck handled, checking protections at the line, trying to throw receivers open, all of that reared its head in the Notre Dame game. And you saw a Notre Dame team, frankly, that, you know, they were pretty well matched talent-wise against what was on the Georgia roster. I felt like those two rosters were pretty equal. But it came down to quarterback play. And, you know, Georgia, of course, made a couple of mistakes, turnovers, and then the big kick return. You know, that was a difference in the football game. But you're looking at what's left now, right? And what you've got is Texas, Ohio State, Penn State, and Notre Dame. I don't think there's any argument that among of all of those teams that are left, the team that has looked the best by far is Ohio State. So if you're going to pick a favorite to win this thing just based on what we've seen from the prior two rounds, I think you would have to say Ohio State is probably the favorite to win this thing. I still contend to you that Will Howard scares me as a quarterback, as the quarterback for the Buckeyes. I know they trounced Oregon. And remember that first game they played, Howard played well, but then at the end of the game, he made a bonehead decision to slide with not very much time on the clock right in the middle of the field, and the time ran out on the Buckeyes. Tried to come back against Oregon. Of course, that game was in Eugene. On a neutral field, the game looked a lot different, didn't it? Ohio State, if there's ever a time to use the term woodshedded, it would be that game. Ohio State woodshedded Oregon. You know, and if you're Oregon, you got to feel kind of, you know, this is the way you have to feel if you're Oregon. You were the only undefeated team in the country through the regular season. You beat Ohio State. You beat Penn State. You beat Boise State. Three teams that are in the college football playoff, you beat them. And yet, here you are. The only loss that you take is in the tournament, and now you're eliminated, and you're not going to win a national championship, despite the fact that you won the Big Ten. You were the number one team in the country. You were the only team that didn't lose a game in the regular season. And three of those teams that are that were in the college football playoff, you had already beaten them. Of course, one of the teams that you beat demolished you in a neutral site game. Absolutely demolished you. So you've got Texas and Ohio State. If you're Texas, I think maybe, you know, look, when I think of Arizona State and I think of Texas, I don't think of those two teams on the equal playing field. I view Texas as, you know, I guess what most of the country viewed them as, which was should have been significantly better than Arizona State. I view Texas as a serious national championship contender. I viewed Arizona State as, okay, it's nice that you got here. And Arizona State took Texas to overtime. So that concerns me with Texas. The way they looked against Arizona State and the way that Ohio State has looked, I don't think that it's going to take much of common sense here for people to be picking Ohio State all over the place in this football game. Penn State and Notre Dame, right? So Notre Dame, you know, they looked good against Georgia. They didn't beat themselves. Georgia did. Georgia made mistakes. Ohio State didn't, or excuse me, Notre Dame didn't. So Notre Dame moved on. Is Notre Dame better than Georgia? No. No, they're not. Like I said, I feel like their rosters are pretty equal given what they had. Now, if you take a healthy Carson Beck and you put it on the, and you put him in at quarterback, I think Georgia's significantly better than Notre Dame, but Georgia didn't have Carson Beck. So that is what it is. Penn State, you know, they've probably had the easiest road. They went through SMU and Boise State to get here. So this will be their first real tough game against Notre Dame. Can James Franklin win the big one, right? That's the huge question in the room. It's the elephant in the room. Can James Franklin win the big one? Oh, well, Jason, he's already won two big games. Yeah, but you beat SMU and Boise State, two teams that you probably should have beaten, that you were heavily favored against. Now you're getting into the deep water of the pool, right? You're getting into the deep end. You're looking at Notre Dame in front of you and then the winner of Texas and Ohio State. And remember now, Penn State got beat by Ohio State earlier in the season. That game was a close game, and then about midway through about 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, Ohio State got the football, and they never gave it back to Penn State. Close football game. Ohio State got the ball about 8 minutes to go, and they just went right down the field and chewed up 8 minutes of clock with the lead and left Penn State with nothing to do with the football because they ate up basically the entirety of the fourth quarter because their O-line dominated that fourth quarter, especially on that particular drive. Got the ball with 8 minutes and never gave it back. Notre Dame, Penn State, give me Notre Dame. Give me Notre Dame to beat Penn State. And then give me Ohio State over Texas. And in that football game, so then that will bring our national championship game to Ohio State and Notre Dame. For all the traditionalists, you know, they'll be drooling out their mouth, Ohio State, Notre Dame. Oh, look at the pageantry of that game. You know, look at the two brands of that game. Be honest with you, the only team in my mind that could have given Ohio State a game would have been Georgia with a healthy Carson Beck. That would have been it. The way the rosters, you know, the way they have their roster built and the way they have played, over the last several weeks since that loss to Michigan and in the college football playoff. Ohio State has looked far better than everybody else. And I think the only team that really had a chance, to beat them would have been Georgia with a healthy Carson Beck. So, you know, look, Carson Beck was hurt. Georgia lost to Notre Dame with Gunnar Stockton. Even if Georgia gets by Notre Dame with Gunnar Stockton, I don't think that they could have beaten Ohio State without Carson Beck. So Ohio State is my pick to win the college football playoff and the national championship. Feels awful to say that.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Well, in case you missed it, here are your state champions from this year in high school football. Grayson takes the 6A crown. Milton is your 5A champs. In 4A, North Oconee wins it all. Calhoun claims the 3A title. Double A saw Carver Columbus lift the trophy. Single A Division I, Toombs won the state title. And in Single A Division II, your winner was Bowden. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game. But you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You know, so while, look, I took a little bit of a break. You know, everybody deserves a little bit of a break. So I took a few weeks off for Christmas and New Year. We took my son and I took a trip, and my father too, took a trip over to Mobile, Alabama, saw one of my uncles. And when I was over there, I got an opportunity, you know, I've got some cousins over there too that I knew. And I got an opportunity to talk to some of my cousins and then meet some folks too over there that listen to the show. And you know, I was floored. I was absolutely floored. And David Everett, who is a cousin of mine who lives over in Mobile, you know, was telling me, you know, how much he listens, and it's like every single show. So it's great to know. It's nice to know. It's humbling to know that there are people out there that listen to every single show every single week. I cannot express just how much that it blows my mind, you know, when we started doing this thing not very long ago to where we are. So, all right. So while, like I was saying, like while we were away, they were wrapping up the high school football playoffs. And as you know, we do the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And so when we did our last show, they were getting ready to play state championship games. And they have since played those state championship games. They've crowned winners. And it does affect the final outcome of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So I'm about to give you my final installment of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So what we'll do is we'll recap from the last one, okay? So last week we had, or I say last week, the last time we did these, which was like 3 weeks, we had number 10 Fitzgerald, 9 was Appling, 8 Metter, 7 Lowndes, 6 Pierce, 5 Coffee, 4 Savannah Christian, 3 Dublin. The number 2 team was Toombs County, and the number 1 team in the Jason Bishop. And the number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Ranking were the Bullock Academy Gators. Now, I've had some folks ask me, you know, Toombs County won a state championship. That's kind of what we're going to find out here in a minute. Did Toombs jump Bullock? Because of all the teams I just named, Toombs was the last one left playing, and they won a state championship. I believe they beat Northeast to win single-A Division 1 state championship. So does that mean that they jumped Bullock Academy? Again, 10 was Fitzgerald, 9 was Appling, 8 was Metter, 7 was Lowndes, 6 was Pierce, 5 was Coffee, 4 Savannah Christian, 3 was Dublin, 2 was Toombs, and 1 was Bullock. That's the last time we did it. So here we go. We're going to jump into these things right now. You're not going to see a lot of movement. Maybe there's some movement at the top. We'll find out. At number 10, holding strong, coming off their last game played, which was a 46-14 loss to Northeast, or of course, lost to Toombs in the state championship game. Number 10, Fitzgerald. Number 9, their last game played, holding strong at number 9, by the way. Their last game played, Carver Columbus, who went on to win a state championship. Number 9, Appling. Number 8, coming off of a 42-14 loss to Bowden, who won a state championship. Number 8, the Metter Tigers. At number 7, coming off a 42-7 loss to Buford, who got to the Final Four. At number 7, holding strong, the Lowndes County Vikings. At number 6, a 44-7 drubbing at the hands of Carver Columbus. Again, Carver Columbus won their state championship. At number 6, holding there, the Pierce County Bears. At number 5, a 49-26 loss to Hughes in the 5A state championship bracket. Hughes, of course, got to the state championship game before losing to Milton. At number 5, the Coffee County Trojans. At number 3, with a 42-15 loss to Toombs County. One loss on the year. That only loss was in the playoffs to Toombs. Rival Toombs, holding strong at number 3, the Dublin Fighting Irish at number 3. And so here we go. At number 2, winning the state championship against Northeast, the Toombs County Bulldogs hold at number 2. And the number 1 team, the final number 1 team of the year, and they've held this position for several weeks, 14-10 winners over First Presbyterian in the GISA State Championship Final. The Bullock Academy Gators hold strong at number 1. Yes, a GISA team does finish with the number 1 ranking in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. I'm going to tell you why, all right? Again, so there's a formula to this, and the formula spits out everything. Like, I enter in a whole bunch of data, losses, wins, scores, and it factors all that stuff in, head-to-head, quality wins, who you beat, who you didn't, who you lost to. It factors all of that stuff in, and it spits these things out, wins and losses, and it ranks them 1 through 10. It is based upon how you did in your schedule. It is not saying that if the number one team played the number two team, that the number one team would beat the number two team. That's not what this is. It's saying the number one team did better within their schedule. To be eligible to be in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, you have to be geographically located around I-75 or east and around I-16 or south in that little square part of the state of Georgia. That is how you're eligible if you're located in that area. The formula liked the fact that Bullock did not lose. Toombs County, yes, you won a state championship. Yes, you won more games. But you also had that one loss. The fact that Bullock Academy was undefeated, I'm assuming, is the reason that the formula decided to rank Bullock Academy over Toombs County. So Bullock Academy closes out the year as the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. We'll recap. Number 10, Fitzgerald. Number 9, Appling. 8, the Metter Tigers. 7, the Lowndes County Vikings. 6, Pierce County. 5, Coffee. 4, Savannah Christian. 3, Dublin. 2, Toombs County. And again, the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the final ranking of the, I will say of the year, of this football season, the Bullock Academy Gators finish at number one in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Look, I'm just telling you, like, that's the thing that makes the most sense, is that they were undefeated, and they were the only undefeated team in the rankings. You go back and look at it, there's one team that has a zero in the loss column, and that is the Bullock Academy Gators. That's it. Everybody else had at least a one in that column.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
2023 has come and gone, and we all look forward to a great 2024. Cunningham Jewelers would like to say thank you to all of our valued friends and customers that made 2023 a banner year. We wish you all a great and prosperous 2024. We look forward to seeing you again and helping you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
I told you a little bit ago earlier in the show that I wanted to take a look at the quarterback situation at the University of Georgia and just, you know, the program as a whole. By the way, my condolences to Kirby Smart for losing his father. Man, you guys, you and your family are definitely in my thoughts. All right, so this segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by DBM Roofing, the expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Treats athletes and athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. going into the season, one of the things that we saw, in my opinion, I won't speak for you, okay? I'm not going to talk for you. I'm going to talk for me. One of the things that I saw as far as the Georgia Bulldogs went throughout the year, it wasn't bad play from Carson Beck. That is not what I saw. What I saw was, at times, an offensive line that was very inconsistent. What I saw is a receiving core that led the country in drops, a receiving core that struggled getting open at times for Carson Beck. I saw Carson Beck try to throw receivers open a lot. I saw Carson Beck take a lot of chances trying to get the ball to receivers in tight coverage, almost because he had to. I saw a running game that was very inconsistent, extremely inconsistent, which was very different than what we have seen previously. Look, Carson Beck, he lost three games in his 2 years as a starter at Georgia. Three games. Think about that. Three games, two of which were to Alabama, who has been Georgia's bugaboo. One, you know, was leading Georgia to an SEC championship against Texas in a tight game. You know, Gunner came in and played okay, played well. Carson Beck was the reason that Georgia only lost two games. That roster was not what Georgia fans were accustomed to seeing in their rosters. I'll read some stats here for you. Carson Beck in 2023, not this past year, the year before, where Georgia got snubbed. The only loss that they had was to Alabama in the SEC championship game, and the committee decided that Georgia wasn't good enough to be in the college football playoff, bumped them all the way to 5. Remember that hose job? Yeah, I do. In 2023, Carson Beck threw 6 interceptions, 24 touchdowns, 72% as far as a completion percentage, and he threw for 3,900 yards plus. Pretty good year, really good year. 2024, Carson Beck threw 28 touchdowns, more touchdowns than he threw in 2023. Carson Beck completed 65% of his passes, 7% less than what he did last year. However, he threw the ball 30 times more. From the time that he got hurt in the Texas game, he had already thrown the ball in the Texas game. By the time we got there, right there before the half, he had already thrown the ball 30 times more than he did in the entirety of 2023. That's a full game plus. But he didn't play an extra game, but they had asked him to basically throw the ball a full extra game within the same amount of games that he played in 2023. He had 30 more pass attempts. Why is that? Lack of running game, receivers not catching the football, etc., etc. Carson Beck carried that team on his shoulders, and he did everything he could have possibly done to win Georgia national championship. And I'm going to be honest with you, if he doesn't get hurt, we're not talking about Notre Dame and Penn State. We're talking about Georgia-Penn State here. We're talking about a dream matchup between Ohio State and Georgia in the national championship game, because that's what everybody wanted to see. I'm not taking anything away from Gunnar Stockton. Gunnar Stockton is a good quarterback. He'll do well at Georgia. Can they win a national championship with him? Well, I don't know. They didn't win a national championship with Carson. And Carson's better than Gunnar Stockton. And for all of you folks that say, no, he's not. Gunnar doesn't do this, and Gunnar doesn't do that, and Carson threw all those interceptions. Kirby Smart is the best college football coach in the country. And he saw those two practice day in, day out. Believe me, if Gunnar Stockton was better than Carson Beck, that's who would have been playing quarterback, is Gunnar Stockton. The fact that he wasn't is because he wasn't better than Carson Beck. Period. Carson Beck is an elite NFL potential talent. Carson Beck has the potential to be a starter in the NFL. Whatever happens from there happens. Gunnar Stockton does not project that way. Even with the subpar year by what people consider a subpar year, even though the fact that he threw for almost 3,500 yards. That's nuts. Think about that for a minute. He threw for almost 3,500 yards, 3,485 yards to be exact. He threw 12 interceptions, and he still threw for almost 3,500 yards. That's nuts. That's crazy when you think about it. He threw more touchdown passes, 28, than he did last year, where he threw 24. And everybody's jumping on him. Every Georgia fan was on him throughout the entire year. It wasn't him. Carson Beck was covering up for a lot of things that weren't going well. Poor protection on the offensive line. You saw that in the playoff game with Notre Dame. Carson was used to getting there, calling out the coverages. If he knew he needed some help on one side, Carson Beck was the guy responsible at the line of scrimmage for calling out the assignments for the offensive line. Gunnar Stockton was not versed well enough to do that, and they ate him alive. Offensive line wasn't good enough. Running game. Average at best, which is not typical of a Kirby Smart Georgia football team. They pride themselves on running the ball and playing defense. They did not run the ball very well. Yeah, they had some injuries at running back, not taking anything away. ETN was not on the field a lot. And even when he was ETN that explosive back that Georgia was hoping that he would? You know, when I look at ETN, I kind of think of Sony Michel, but he wasn't even there. He wasn't that close. He wasn't even close to being as good as Sony Michel was. Don't get me started on the receivers. Drop after drop after drop. Carson's constantly trying to throw them open because they're covered. They can't get separation. This was a problem the entirety of the season. And yet, Georgia lost two games, won an SEC championship, got into the college football playoff, because Carson Beck covered these things up. I'm just giving you facts. 2024, Carson Beck completed 290 passes of 448, 65%, threw for 3,485 yards, 28 touchdowns, and 12 interceptions. Those are great numbers. Those are great numbers. And yet all you heard all year long from the Georgia fan base is how much Carson Beck sucked. And then you got a taste of Carson Beck, or you got a taste of life without Carson Beck against Notre Dame with Gunnar Stockton. And I'm here to tell you, you know, Carson has declared himself eligible to enter the NFL draft. If you're a Georgia fan, you better be going to bed at night praying every single night that he changes his mind and comes back. He's arguably in the top five as far as just talent at the quarterback position to play at the University of Georgia. Top five, folks. Top five. He's going to go to the NFL, and he's going to be a starter. He's going to win a starting job wherever it is that he lands in the NFL. That's what you had, and all you wanted to do was criticize him. If he does go to the NFL, you better hope that Kirby lands Quinn Ewers or another transfer to come in, because you do not want to see life long-term with Gunnar Stockton. I'm telling you that.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Accepts most insurances. Hassle-free transfers and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and Mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait times under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company, serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices, right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Competitive pricing, J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Trex decking needs. Low maintenance and no painting. And of course, go Dogs!
Back on the Jason Bishop Show, joining me, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Well, Dr. Sasser, the Georgia Bulldogs will not be winning a national championship this season. We look ahead toward next. And as you know, you and I have already discussed, Carson Beck not playing quarterback. He was out in that quarterfinal game. We saw Gunnar Stockton. Before we dive into Carson Beck, because that's kind of what I want to talk about, I will say, as well as Gunnar Stockton played, right, I don't think he's the reason that Georgia lost. But what I will say is all the fans that have, I feel like, have been just criticizing Carson Beck, I think it became pretty obvious to those of us that watched that game that Carson Beck had really been covering up a lot of Georgia's offensive weaknesses.
Sure. I agree. I mean, if Gunnar Stockton last night, he got the ball to the right people, but if you can't catch it, then you can't move down the field. And I think Carson Beck did as good of a job, if better. So he was, like you said, he was definitely covering up a lot of the inadequacies. And this is where we are.
This is where we are. So let's talk about Carson. Interesting scenario with him. First off, we'll start with his injury. So he's got a UHL. Is that what it is?
UCL. And I know we've talked about this plenty of times with our Braves baseball players.
Oh,
and
my gosh, yes.
So this is the same injury, but due to a traumatic blow versus just a repetitive injury that you see in the baseball players.
You don't see this injury a lot with quarterbacks, do you?
You don't see it as much in college. We will see it some in high school kids.
Okay.
And the reason is because if a kid can throw good baseball, they can also probably throw good football. So they're sort of dual sport kids. So your kid that's your quarterback can also be your kid that's your pitcher or third baseman. And so that can lead to UCL injuries due to overuse. But to see one due to a traumatic episode is very uncommon.
Tell me where this UCL is.
It's on the inside of the elbow. So it's kind of what we would call sort of the medial collateral ligament of the elbow. So when they put that arm all the way back to get that power to throw, that puts a lot of stress. And if you watch that Carson Beck injury, when he got hit, it actually rotated that arm way back and pulled that arm to what looked like a baseball pitcher's position.
Okay. So basically what you're telling me is what Carson Beck is going through is equivalent to what a Major League Baseball pitcher
would be going through that would need Tommy John surgery.
Yes, and that's exactly what Carson Beck will get, is Tommy John surgery.
Give me what that looks like moving forward for him as far as recovery, rehabilitation. Where does this put him? Because he's declared for the NFL draft.
Right, and you know, and this definitely could affect his draft status. My sons and I talked about this to quite a bit because he won't get to try out in the combine. He won't get to play in the second combine because it still has a, you know, 12 to 15 month rehab process like a pitcher. I mean, it decreases your velocity and your accuracy in your throwing arm. Now, it could be 9 months, but and I can't say being a football player versus a baseball player, but it's basically a year rehab and recovery.
And it's funny that you talked about that with your sons, because I've talked about this previously with some of my folks. His best case scenario was, yeah, he was going to miss the combine. His best case scenario was to be able to have a pro day, but I don't even think that's going to take place. He's not going to be healed up good enough before the draft takes place to even have a pro day.
No, not at all. I mean, it's because he will be limited in his ability to throw. I mean, it's one thing to watch his footwork and everything, but I doubt anyone's going to release him to make any type of throws.
So if you're his physician or an NFL physician at all, right, and you're discussing taking Carson Beck some point in the draft, of course, obviously, the arm talent before the injury was off the charts. Are you concerned that the arm talent doesn't come back due to this injury, or is this something that, hey, it's probably just going to be a bump in the road for him, he'll be able to fully recover, and we won't ever even, in 5 years, we won't even ever know?
So, in the NFL, it's hard for me to say, to give you an honest answer.
Okay.
In baseball, about 75% of the time, baseball players will come back and play at the same level that they did. That's kind of a tip. Being, having their elbow repaired by the best guys out there, by the Jimmy Andrews, it's about 75% of the time. And with football, it probably is about the same thing. Now, do I think he will come back and be 100%? I do. And it might be for a team, could be a cheap draft pick, because he might go in the third or fourth round, and then they can basically sit him for a year or more and kind of go that way.
Again, Dr. Bo Sasser joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. So what you're telling me is you do expect him to make a full recovery. I wouldn't even be surprised if he falls further down, like, you know, maybe four or five, and, you know, maybe even somebody, teams keep passing on him because of the injury. You look at his season, and I do have one more question for you. You look at his season, wasn't that great?
Right.
And then the injury,
right.
He was projected to be the number one pick going into the season. Probably that's not, definitely not going to happen now.
Sure.
My final question to you is, would it be better for him? Now, this is a doctor talking to Carson Beck. Would it be better for Carson Beck to head on to the NFL draft, deal with this injury, and come back? Or as his doctor, would you say, Carson, I really think you should come back for one more year at Georgia?
So, and again, that's the fun conversations that I have with my college-age sons, because I think as a doctor, he would be best to just get in the NFL system. He's going to have to claw his way back up because he's going to start as a like you said, a low draft pick. Mm-hmm. But I think that might be better for longevity. However, with all this crazy NIL money, the question I pose to you is, since he has some more eligibility, would he actually be a gun for hire and go to another college for, say, $6 million a year?
It's a great question. You know, depending on what the medical folks say.
Right.
Dr. Sasser, as always, you made me smarter. Appreciate your time.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Joseph.
Thanks.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy. Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
Not a bad show for our first one of 2025. Just about to wrap this thing up. Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by DBM Roofing. None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available. Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate. 912-326-5337. Give DBM a like on Facebook or check them out online, dbmroofing.com. We've got some NFL playoff games right this weekend. We're wrapping up that college, the college season. Getting into spring and now looking ahead to baseball and Braves still waiting to make a move. But in the NFL, you've got the playoff games that are going on this weekend and into Monday. Chargers at the Texans. The Chargers are 3-point favorites on the road. The over-under in that game is 42.5. I would bet the over. I'd take the 42.5. Steelers at Ravens. The Ravens are a 9.5-point favorite. The over-under is 43.5. 9.5 is a huge line to cover in the NFL. I would take the Steelers. I'd take the Steelers here. I don't think the Ravens will cover 9.5. Broncos at Bills, another big one, 8.5. The Bills are 8.5-point favorites at home. The over-under is 46.5. Again, I don't know. That's a big line. I'm really looking at the 46.5, the over-under. I think I'd go under that. I think I'd go under the 46.5. Packers at Eagles. The Eagles are at home, and they are 4.5-point favorites. The line is the over-under is 45.5. I think the line's pretty good, 45.5. I think that they'll be right around that. The 4.5 for the Eagles, I would take the Eagles to cover here. Commanders at the Bucks. The Bucks are 3-point favorites. The over-under is 50.5. Flip a coin in that game. The Bucks are getting the 3 points for being the home team. So basically, this is almost a pick 'em game. Baker's played great. 50.5 is a really big line. Really big over-under. I would go under. I'd go under 50.5. And the Vikings at the Rams. The Vikings on the road are 1-point favorites. This is a pick 'em game. 47.5 is the over-under. Take the Vikings here. Take the Vikings. They're a 1-point favorite. Take the Vikings. You're basically taking the Vikings straight up. So that's what I would do. Chargers and Texans, Steelers at Ravens, Broncos at Bills, Packers at Eagles, Commanders at Bucks, and Vikings at the Rams. That is your NFL schedule as we get ready to head down the playoff road for the NFL and start winding up the football season.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Well, in case you missed it, here are your state champions from this year in high school football. Grayson takes the 6A crown. Milton is your 5A champs. In 4A, North Oconee wins it all. Calhoun claims the 3A title. Double A saw Carver Columbus lift the trophy. Single A Division I, Toombs won the state title. And in Single A Division II, your winner was Bowden. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com. And look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit. Or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.